tất cả tổng long SBS mong long tâm đôi giả số sự chẳng chẳng đại sbs.com.au/mong
Jay is SBS Radio.
So hi, my name is Verm. I'm the leader of NERF.
Hi, my name is Charlie.
Hello, my name is Carlos.
Hello, my name is Ryan.
Hi, my name is Tim.
Hi, my name is Ben.
I am Raymond.
Hi, I'm Brian.
What do you call your group? And why do you come to join the Hmong Austin Festival for the 5 years?
We're called NERF Dance Crew, and actually a friend of ours performed last year, and it's a wonderful culture, and it was very beautiful to watch all of the performers last year, and all the food as well is beautiful. And when we were asked to perform, of course we were very, very excited, very ecstatic. We were all very happy to come in and share our love for Korean culture with, of course, the Hmong culture.
Have you guys have any other venues that you guys perform, or just come here, or you guys have your own private channel, social media platform that you can perform as well, or do at the other festival from a different community as well?
So we mostly make covers on our YouTube channel, which is at NERF Dance Crew, and of course our Instagram too.
What's that encourage you guys to do so?
We love to dance. The music really inspires us to get out there and dance. It's really...
So what benefits will you guys get from dancing?
I think it brings us together. In Melbourne, there's a very strong K-pop community that not many people know about.
Okay, so tell us more about your group. You have different colors here as a melting pot.
Yes.
Can you share with us? All are from... Yes. Asian community, Italian or Greek?
Oh, I'm Eastern European. I don't really know specifically, because my mum doesn't really know where her side's from, but my dad's side is Scottish, so...
Okay, Scottish.
But I'm more of my mum's side.
Okay, and you?
I'm a German.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So we have a lot of two different communities to come together as a group.
Yeah.
Are you guys from the same school? How do you guys come together? It's such an amazing group.
We're all around Victoria. So some are on the southeast, some are on the west side. We meet up in the city, actually. So we come together at Melbourne CBD and, you know, just share our love of K-pop music together and spend some time together.
SBS also has SBS Pop Asia. Do you guys check in? Encourage you guys to do this? What is the future plan that you guys want to do into the future?
Well, we want to make our little family here keep growing, and we want the people who watch us to also keep growing and keep growing with us, not only, you know, in numbers, but of course watch us through our covers and see us develop as dancers and as people. And of course, we want to share that with as many people as we can.
Okay, so this group is just a hobbies, or you want to take it to the next level, like professional dancing or dancers or something?
Well, yes, currently it is a hobby. However, recently we have been getting a lot of opportunities to perform in festivals and all of that. And so it is becoming something we can make money from and we can sustain a bit of our lives from. So we hope in the future we can continue to do that.
Do you think that you have a chance to actually go to South Korea, meet with a real K-pop dancer and learn from the experience, and you can grow from there?
Yes, that is actually one of our dreams. It would be amazing if that opportunity comes to us, and we hope it does in the near future.
Any more comments from the two of you?
Yeah, it's NERF or nothing.
That's
Being like someone who's like outside of the community, who isn't like Asian, it is quite interesting to see how it can bring everyone together. Like, there's just the community as a whole, it just is accepting of everyone. They aren't like like they're in gatekeep at all as to like who can like enjoy the community and enjoy the dancing in general. So it's a really amazing community. Really happy to be a part of it.
Wonderful. So you're the rules broker.
Yeah, yeah.
Breaking the norms out of your community to join Asian community. How about your community? What do they think about that situation that you're in?
Being someone that's like not traditionally a part of this sort of community, it is sometimes confronting, but also like really educational. Like being able to learn about different cultures and experience different things from different cultures is like really an amazing thing to be like privileged to have the experience of.
Because Australia is literally multicultural.
Yeah, exactly.
Society. Mm. Okay, do you guys have anything to add?
We hope you guys continue to support us. You can hit us up on Nerve Dance Crew on YouTube, and we hope you follow us on our journey to becoming even better dancers than we've already become today. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with SBS Radio.
Nye, faisa si. Tia chok pe ka hau SBS Monglo Facebook page tau.